This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network, Tangible Investments, the main title sponsor of this hour. Tangible CEO Silvano DeGeneva, quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, featured in Fortune magazine. And he's made some great predictions, man. I'm a witness. And he wants qualified clients who have bought gold or silver before and have the receipts to prove that Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. You don't even have to buy anything. All you got to do is call up, show them your receipt, prove you're a qualified client. Tangible wants to prove that after you deal with Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible's done billions of dollars in transactions with a B, and they want to show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000. All right, so New Jersey voters are furious as Governor Murphy, Democrat of New Jersey, prepares to sign a rain tax into law. If I understand this right, before I read this, I want to kind of understand it. I believe I got it right. That they tax you on the amount of asphalt you have on your property. Because when it rains, the rain trickles down the asphalt and floods into the sewer, and the sewer floods into the river, and the river floods into the ocean. And all that pollution causes global warming and melts away their beaches. And so they're blaming you because you have asphalt. So if you have any asphalt at all, they're going to tax you per square foot of asphalt. I mean, look, the whole point here is not only is it ridiculous to have a rain tax, because you're already paying for the asphalt. You're paying for the land. You're paying property taxes. And everything you buy, you're paying sales taxes. And everything you make, you're paying income taxes. What more do they want? State income taxes, federal income taxes, city taxes, county taxes. Now they want to find a new way. They're inventing new ways to steal your money. That's all this is. This idiot, Governor Phil Murphy, has already brought the state into the ninth circle of Dante's hell with new taxes to save the state's ailing pension system. And now they're giving this new tax to complain about, a tax on the rain. It was passed by the Senate last month. He's prepared to sign it into law over the objections of the state's Republicans, according to the New York Post. As one state lawmaker told the Post, just when New Jersey residents thought the state had already laid claim to every revenue stream imaginable, Democrats have found one more thing to tax. Every time you think there's nothing left to tax, we come up with something else. It's just never ending down here. But this is why everybody's running away. In New York, the governor just admitted, Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo, super liberal, just admitted that everybody's leaving New York, and he admitted they're all leaving because of taxes. He said you can't tax rich people. They're already leaving, and we're going to leave us with no money. This is a big liberal who constantly raises taxes on rich people. Even he has got the light bulb moment. So New Jersey's just dead, dead on arrival. You know, it's good that Democrats, it's perfect, it's poetic justice. They're the party of abortion, even upon the moment of delivery, even upon after the moment of delivery, because they've just aborted the state of New Jersey. They've just killed New Jersey. It's DOA. A rain tax. They want to tax the rain. It would allow towns, counties, and local authorities to set up their own storm water utilities. These newly created arms of local bureaucracy would be empowered to charge property owners a fee based on the amount of non-permeable surface they own, meaning parking lots and driveways. And that creates runoffs and rains. That runoffs gets polluted as it travels from these surfaces into local sewers, then onto the state's waterways. And the revenues generated by these taxes would be used to upgrade the state's water storm water systems. You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of the idiotic liberals who run casinos in Las Vegas. MGM, run by Jim Murren, Caesars Properties, they came up with this stupid, lame-brained idea to charge everybody $20, $25 to park at their facilities when it's been zero since the beginning of time. Not only zero to park in the garage, but zero to valet park. The greatest thing ever about Las Vegas is when you valet park and it costs you nothing and you give the kid $2 or $5 and it makes his day. Who gets your car? That's the greatest deal in the world. It always made Vegas, Vegas. And then these idiots came along and decided they were desperate and they were greedy and they had to have more money and they wanted to grab at it, just like a politician, just like a bureaucrat, and they killed the goose to lay the golden egg. All these hotels, they're all dying in the parking lots now. They've all admitted it. Wynn had to go back. Wynn did it, which was a big mistake by Steve Wynn. At the time, I criticized him for it and couldn't believe he'd be dumb enough to do it. And he went along with the idiot liberals. And he went after his own customers. You know, think about a guy like me who goes there to spend $200 on dinner. But first, you hit me for $25 on parking before I've spent the money. And then when I've spent the money, you'd think, you'd say, all right, now we're waiving the fee. No. We're going to charge you $25 on top of the $200 you spent on dinner. And my answer is, sorry, I'll go somewhere else for dinner. You just lost the $200. That's common sense. That's what taxpayers are doing in New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. They're running for their lives. Running for their lives, even Governor Cuomo had admitted. Because they're not going to pay your taxes, your stupid taxes. And Wynn had to go back on that deal in Las Vegas and say, sorry, we're not going to charge for parking. We're going to give you a credit if you ate at the restaurants inside Wynn. Well, if that's all I ever said from the beginning, they ought to do. They should have exempted everyone who lives in Las Vegas, number one, locals exempted. And number two, you give a credit and a validation to anybody who eats at your property and they don't pay. That's pretty simple stuff, isn't it? It makes too much common sense. But what did they say? They said the same thing as the lame brain commie governor of New Jersey who wants to steal all your money. These people are thieves and they should go to prison for their theft. This is the same as a stick up of a liquor store. What does he say? Oh, we're going to use the money to fix up the sewer systems. And keep in mind that Jim Murren and all the idiots who run the casinos in Vegas, who lack any common sense at all, the old guys in the mafia have total common sense and love their customers and treat them like gold. The new guys treat their customers like crap. They crap on you 24 hours a day and try and steal your money just like the politicians. And what did he say? He said, oh, we're going to use the money to make the parking garage systems fancier. So it's easier to find a space. There'll be red lights above your space. Biggest crock of crap I've ever heard in my entire life. And that's why every single valet in this town calls me, emails me, or speaks to me when I go to their parking valet garage, valet lot. And I always talk to them. They all know me. Everyone in this town knows my radio show. Everyone listens to it. Everyone reads my columns in the RJ. Everyone watches my TV show. I might be the most famous guy in the entire Las Vegas at this point. And everybody recognizes me when I pull up. And what are they all? I talk to them. And I say, what's the story? And they go, oh, nobody shows up at valet anymore. We used to be so busy. There's nobody here anymore. We can't make tips. And the few people who do show up used to always give us a five or a guy like you, Wayne. You're the best, man. You always gave us tens and twenties. And now people give us ones because they're paying 20 or 25 on the parking. They're not going to give us 20 plus 20 or 20 plus 5 even or 25 plus 5. They're going to give us one after they pay 20 or 25 for the parking. So first of all, nobody's in the lot anymore. And second of all, those who are don't tip these poor kids anymore. And the excuse was, we're going to make the parking garages fancier. We have to figure out some way to pay for the parking garages. As if gambling doesn't pay for the parking garages. As if going to Celine Dion doesn't pay for the parking garages. And paying some absurd price like $300 a ticket, $400 a ticket. As if the room doesn't pay for the parking garage. As if $200 a night, $250 a night, $500 a night doesn't pay for the parking garage for the room. As if the resort fee... You think you pay $200 a night, except when you get to the counter, it was $200 a night plus a $50 resort fee for every night. As if that doesn't pay for the parking. Now you got to pay the room, the parking fee, and the resort fee. You're going to kill the goose that laid the golden egg. Stupidity, stupidity, stupidity. In any case, big mistake in New Jersey. Everyone's going to leave. Everyone's going to leave. Got a better shot at getting the money in Vegas than you do in New Jersey. Because at least Vegas is fun. When you leave, you're in a good mood. In New Jersey, when you stay, when you leave, when you live, your life sucks. New Jersey sucks. Got the same weather as New York and Connecticut. Miserable and miserable. Those are the two kinds of weather all year long. Miserable and miserable. Freezing cold, cloudy, gray, dreary in the winter. And then in the summer, it rains every weekend. My last year in New York, I think there were, you know, you figure June is 4 and July is 4 and August is 4. That's 12. And you even get one or two in September. So you get like 15 weekends a summer to go to the beach. And my very last year in New York, and I love the beach, it rained 14 out of 15 weekends in my last year in New York. Never even got to the beach. And I said, that's it. I want to live in a place like this. High taxes, massive traffic, tolls on every bridge on top of all the taxes, and bumper-to-bumper traffic, and miserable weather. And they just kill you in taxes. They just destroy you. They try and steal every penny they can from you. Why would anybody live in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Illinois, Maryland? No idea. High tax states, Rhode Island, Massachusetts. Why would anyone live in a state like that? I have no idea. Miserable weather in all of them, and high taxes and lousy traffic. Not worth living. And don't forget California. At least that has great weather, but miserable traffic and miserable taxes. Which is why Nevada is now the fast-growing state in America, and Vegas the fast-growing city again. Just like we were 5 decades in a row, we are again. Just don't go parking at the valet. Uber it. I wouldn't give them my $20 ever. Ever, ever, ever. You can screw yourself. You're not getting my $20. Not when I'm walking in your property to pay for dinner or lunch. Trump claims Obama was causing an economic depression. And the media's going wild. They say the economy was great under Obama. Wait till you hear what I have to say. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream. And he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year's finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
War now! Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, so much to talk about, not enough time to talk about it. A couple of letters, my friend Doug, he says, watching Fox all day today, they interview these black pastors who all say they're willing to give the Virginia governor the benefit of the doubt and a second chance about being a racist. But not one Fox anchor then asked the key question, do you also forgive him for being a baby killer? Who cares about a guy, what a guy may have believed or done in college? What is important is what he believes and what he does today. And today this guy advocates killing babies after they're born. This is a prime example of distraction. Change the subject. Thank you, Doug. And then Greg writes, just a quick celebratory note, approval rating for Trump at 52% is extraordinary. Highest in 23 months. Note independents, over 80% approval for the State of the Union. Confirms what you and I have been thinking, the disgusting anti-Jewish congresswomen Tlaib and Omar and their offensive remarks disgust the American people, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her absurd new deal show these scumbags for who they really are, anti-American. We want a wall. Thank you, Greg. This segment of the show, by the way, sponsored by Ron Corey, and his great new book, Tenacity. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's a great buddy of mine, one of the class acts I've ever met in my life. And he lives the American dream, man. And he's written a hot new best-selling book about this crazy and dangerous journey he was on. This Vegas tough guy, former Brooklynite, former U.S. Marine, fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the name of his book. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world. With the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever, Ron beats the police, he beats City Hall, and he beats stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? He had esophageal cancer, I guess it's called. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood's come calling. They want to turn his book into a movie. Story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco and Kill Bill is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, an e-book or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y, Corey, C-O-U-R-Y, or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com, C-O-U-R-Y, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon today to order Tenacity as Wayne Root's highest recommendation. Thank you, Ron, for sponsoring the show. Another email instantly coming before my eyes. Wayne, you are right on New Jersey. I paid $13,000 a year on real estate tax. My sister-in-law paid $16,000. Taxes would go up $1,000 a year. She moved to South Carolina. I moved here. I guess he means Vegas. Now I pay $4,500 per year with a similar house. The average population per town in Jersey, roughly 16,000. In Vegas, we're about 600,000. Every town in Jersey has their own mayor, council, police, fire. Each town has the power to set tax rates. Regards, Jay. All right, thanks, Jay. I thought it was Anthony, but it's Jay. So Trump claims Obama was causing an economic depression. And this article is in The Independent. That is a very, very liberal website. And in the Independent is trying to make the point that Trump's a liar again because Obama handed off such a great economy, more than 11 million jobs created under Obama. Just unbelievable. And Trump continues to claim, they say, the U.S. economy was in a state of chaos before he accomplished an economic turnaround of historic proportions. I mean, it's such a lie that liberals in the mainstream media for 8 years of Obama always said that Obama had us in recovery. And I must have written 150 columns in commentary, in conservative websites all over this country. And you will see me say again and again and again, I'm a small businessman and I'm dying. And all my small business friends are dying. It's all completely a masquerade. It's fraud. There is no good economy. You had to go $10 trillion in debt to make it seem like we're not in a depression. You had to keep interest rates at zero for 8 years to make it seem like we are in a depression. You had to ask the Fed to print trillions in fake dollars and drop them out of a helicopter over Wall Street to make Wall Street fraudulently go up. You know, it was the first time in history under Obama, every time bad economic news came out, that the most food stamps ever, the most disability ever, the most welfare ever, the most debt ever, the worst GDP since the Great Depression. And the worse the news was, the more the market would go up because they knew the Fed would drop more trillions of dollars on the stock market. Trillions! And everybody on Wall Street would get rich. They were rooting for bad economic news. So every time a liberal says, oh, the stock market went up under Obama, that's because interest rates were zero for 8 years. That's because he dumped $10 trillion on the economy and the Fed dropped another $4 trillion. My God, every time they quote 9 million jobs, they were all part-time crappy jobs for illegal aliens to clean toilets or wash dishes. What a fraud.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is set to deliver a Make America Great Again rally, this one in El Paso, Texas. Now, before that rally, the president met with a group of sheriffs at the White House and talks about our current situation regarding the wall.
We've actually started a big portion of wall today in a very important location, and it's going to go up pretty quickly over the next 9 months. That whole area will be finished. It's fully funded.
Another partial shutdown of the federal government is looming as one quarter of the federal government runs out of money at week's end. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs tells Fox News he believes the committee needs to look for a compromise and get their job done.
I think the president's given a ton by moving from $25 billion to $5 and going from concrete to steel slabs. I mean, he's really tried to make this thing work, and I don't think it's going to work with this committee. He's going to need to declare an emergency.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look!
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way!
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is
today's War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. Quantum Resources is the new sponsor of this show. They are actually the main title sponsor of the entire program. I want to introduce you to this special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Quantum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham is led by Chairman Mark Bruner. Listen to this story. The legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 a share. Don't you wish you owned that one? He created $15 billion in shareholder profits. $15 billion. He's the magic man. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry. He's overseen contracts with industry giants like Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by the world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property in Miramar. Fordham has added, Fordham has traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR. It's a rare ground floor opportunity to create, to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. That's, of course, their CEO, Mark Bruner. How would you like to be involved in a stock that goes from 15 cents to $200 a share? He did it once. This is his new baby. Please visit FortemResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M. F-O-R-T-E-M. FortemResources.com. Ticker symbol F-T-M-R. All right, we've got Joel Pollack on the line from Breitbart, one of my favorite websites in the world, senior editor at large at Breitbart News. You can find him at Breitbart.com. He's the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. Joel Pollack, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. So, first of all, a prediction from you. What do you think is going to happen on February 15th? Do you think Trump's going to declare a national security emergency?
I think he will, because I don't think it's in the Democrats' political interest to do a deal with him. And so they're going to force him to follow through on his threat and declare an emergency, and they're going to fight it in the courts. Now, it would make sense for the country if Democrats would come to an agreement, but I think we're well beyond the point where politicians are making calculations in the national interest.
Yeah, well, look at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Look at the two new Muslim freshman congresswomen. Nothing's in the interest of America anymore on the Democratic side, that's for sure. That is for sure. Now, what happened today was kind of amazing. It's very unusual, but I think it's because, you know, look, I don't mean this in a bad way. I'm a Jew myself. I'm a Jewish Republican. Lifelong Jew, two Jewish parents, four Jewish grandparents. I'm as Jewish as you get. And I don't mean this in a bad way, but the fact is that a lot of the biggest donors of the Democratic Party are Jewish. So when this representative, Ilhan Omar, says all these anti-Semitic things, it's very rare for Democrats to condemn one of their own. But my guess is that a lot of their biggest donors and supporters freaked out and said, you better do something because you can't allow this large live cannon to keep saying horrible things about Jews. You just can't allow it. You're going to ruin the Democratic Party. So I think there was a lot of Jewish pressure against Nancy Pelosi to do something or have her money cut off. But the end result is it's very rare to see a condemnation by a party of their own person. So what do you think about the whole thing?
Well, I think they were under incredible pressure, not so much from donors, but from the public. I think that in the wake of the shooting in Pittsburgh last fall, people are aware that conspiracy theories about Jewish people can have deadly results. Most people who believe those theories are not going to do anything at all, more than commenting on websites or tweeting something rude. But the odd person will take violent action if they're disturbed or desperate or otherwise politically radicalized. And the danger in what Omar is doing is that people do believe this nonsense about Jews manipulating politicians and the media and that sort of thing. So she's now repeated over and over again similar ideas. You know, the Muslim world in general, and again, I'm not speaking about individuals, but in general, has appropriated some of the worst anti-Semitic conspiracy theories from Europe in the early 20th century. And you can read the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, for example, in Arabic. And it's even been turned into TV series and in some Arab countries in the last decade or two. So this is a huge problem. Ms. Omar, Ilhan Omar, Representative Omar, comes from Somalia and seems to not understand, I guess, the story of Israel, the relationship of the United States and Israel, the fact that there's a long history of support for Israel going back well before the State of Israel was founded, even back to the 19th century and by some historians' arguments to the founding fathers, that they believed in the mission of reestablishing a Jewish state in the Middle East. And, of course, Jews believed that. And she just doesn't understand the depth of that connection. She made statements on Twitter on Sunday alleging that support for Israel from the U.S. Congress only comes because AIPAC has paid members of Congress, which is a lie. AIPAC
she
is
said
not
bribed. She actually said bribed, I believe, you know, and that's obviously.
I don't know if she said that, but she basically insinuated it. I mean, that's essentially what she was saying. But and that's exactly what she meant. And it's false. First of all, AIPAC doesn't give any money to candidates. And secondly, Americans support Israel. It's not just that there are individual politicians. You could look at a case like Saudi Arabia, for example, where there's no popular support for Saudi Arabia, but there are lots of politicians who support Saudi Arabia, and that's because there's a Saudi lobby in Washington, D.C., and they lobby politicians to support their views on the world, their positions, their interests, and so forth. But with Israel, there are pro-Israel lobby groups, but the fact is there's also huge popular support for Israel. Almost two-thirds of Americans have a more favorable view of Israel than they do of the Palestinians. And so that's very deeply ingrained in our culture. That's the reason Congress supports Israel, not because somebody pays them to do so. And the insinuation that they're paid goes back to old Jewish conspiracy theories, and it was really ugly. So I think Democrats also don't want to lose what they see as their most important asset in the 2020 election against Donald Trump, which is the perception that somehow he represents racism and bigotry. Now, he doesn't, but they've created that perception for their own supporters, and so they can't afford to look like they also are part of the problem. So I think they were more eager this time than ever before to do something. But all they did really was say she has to apologize. Pelosi didn't take Omar off of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. She didn't take her off of any of the other committees. You know, when Republicans had a problem with Steve King, rightly or wrongly, they had a problem with Steve King. It took him, they kicked him out of all his committees, and then he was censured by the House. And, you know, you can agree with that or disagree with that. I mean, he basically was censured for a comment he made in the New York Times. He said he was misquoted. But the point is Republicans took decisive action because they wanted to send a message that they do not support bigotry of any kind. And Democrats are letting her still make policy. I mean, the idea that someone with anti-Semitic views would be allowed to make foreign affairs decisions that could directly impact America's relationship with Israel and other Middle Eastern states, I mean, that to me is just outrageous. But yet Nancy Pelosi has effectively allowed this to continue.
Yeah, I look, my answer to everything you just said is obviously I agree with you, but I just wanted to provide a little context. First of all, I'm a Jew who took Jesus Christ as my Savior almost 30 years ago. Many of my friends are Jewish, and many of my friends are evangelical Christian. My Jewish friends don't love Israel nearly as much as my evangelical Christian friends. You look around at America, and you will find almost all the support for Israel. Of course, there are Jews that love Israel. But the real support in America comes from churches. Evangelical Christians love Israel. So she doesn't understand that. She missed that point. America's 2% Jewish, but it's a Christian, it's a very largely Christian country still, and Christians love Jews and love Israel, and she doesn't understand that coming from, I guess, an Islamic background. And then number two, you know, we don't have to shy away from the fact that there is Jewish money out there and Jewish lobbying out there. What's wrong with that? There's also lobbying on behalf of, as you said, Saudi Arabia. There's lobbying on behalf of Planned Parenthood to abort babies. There's lobbying on behalf of everything. So it's ridiculous to pick out one side and say, oh, Jews spend money. Everybody in Washington spends money to lobby. And she, in her apology today, by the way, Joel, I'm sure you saw it, it wasn't an apology. It was like, oops, I wish I hadn't said that. Oops, I apologize. But we still have a big problem with lobbyists like AIPAC, NRA, and oil and gas lobbyists. lobbyists. She didn't mention all the lobbyists on the other side. She only mentioned our lobbyists, as if only our money, conservative money, or pro-Israel money is the problem. There's money on commie side, on liberal side, on progressive side, on Marxist side, on big government side, on big brother side, on aborting baby side, on climate change side, on environmentalist side. There's money, big money, spending money to influence your decision on everything. So, yes, are there Jewish groups that spend money? Let's not make believe it's not true. Of course there are. They're fighting for the survival of Israel. Nothing wrong with that. You're allowed to be a lobbyist in the United States of America. That's the only thing I would say, is it's not a big deal. We can all admit there's Jewish money, quote-unquote, out there. And all I mean by that is organizations that love Jews and love Israel, and they're fighting to keep public opinion positive, and there's people on the other side fighting to make it negative on her side. So she doesn't mention the dirty money on her side, only what she calls dirty money on our side. That's my point.
Well, first of all, nowadays there are Jews on both sides of the issue, fortunately or unfortunately. I mean, George Soros funds a lot of anti-Israel groups. So
J Street, yeah, lots of, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
The evangelical Christians are much more the reason that Israel gets America's support than Jews. There's no question in my mind about that.
Right.
So, hey, Joe, hang in through the break. I got so much more to talk to you about. I want to talk about the new presidential candidate, Amy Klobuchar, I believe that's how you pronounce it. I want to talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and your take on the Green New Deal, one of the greatest jokes in the history of mankind, just a parody of itself. I mean, a joke. You couldn't have written it on Saturday Night Live any funnier than the way it was written by AOC and her staff. Let's talk about it with Joe Pollack at Breitbart.com. When we return, you can find him at Breitbart.com or go get his book, How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. Go to Amazon. Get the book by Joe Pollack. We'll be right back with Joe. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
O'Reilly. If you've been delaying needed maintenance like changing your oil, replacing headlight bulbs, or installing new brake pads, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and put your tax refund to work. Our professional parts people will help you get more mileage from your refund and avoid costly repairs down the road. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. I want to remind everybody, Newsmax TV is starting in about 8 minutes. That is the third hour of my radio show. We reach 80 million homes. If you don't get it on satellite or cable, you can find it at NewsmaxTV.com and just click on Watch Live Now. And it is the hottest show on Newsmax TV, the number one show on Newsmax. We've got Bill O'Reilly on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays, and Bill is tonight. My interview is earlier today. Got some great revelations in our interview, so you want to hear about Bill's new book about Donald Trump and how he spent time on the Air Force One with President Trump last week. You can watch the Bill three times a week. If you don't get it on your cable channel, call 844-500-6397, 844-toll-free, 500-6397, and Newsmax will connect you to your local cable system, and you can tell them, I want my Wayne Allen Root, I want Newsmax TV, and I will leave you for DirecTV or Dish TV or watching on NewsmaxTV.com if you don't get it for me on cable. So give him a call and help this show out and make sure it reaches more and more people. Call 844-500-6397. Joel Pollack is on the line. He can't reach more people in Breitbart. That is a supernova of all conservative websites. He's the senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. The website's Breitbart.com, founded by the great Andrew Breitbart, co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. Welcome back, Joel. Joel, are you there? We got you.
Oh,
there
yeah.
you go, Joel. There
yes.
you go.
Thank you very much.
Hey, by the way, what kind of traffic right nowadays at this moment is Breitbart getting? I know it's massive. How many people are on Breitbart every month?
You know, I don't know the latest numbers, but it's pretty staggering. I know that we had our biggest traffic ever, I think, towards the end of last year. And just if you think about that in context, because 2016, of course, was a very exciting election. We had, I think, at one point 200 to 300 million page views a month and something like 30 to 40 million unique page visitors every month. So it was pretty massive. I mean, we're up there in the top 50 or so websites in the U.S. usually.
Yeah, quite amazing.
It is big, yeah.
Not only amazing that you got your biggest amount of traffic last December when you think in context of how busy things were during the 2016 election, but also when you think of context of Google and Facebook trying to kill the traffic of conservative websites, it's even more amazing that you've got the kind of traffic you did.
Right. They're trying to kill conservative new media because they blame Breitbart and you and other websites and radio shows for Trump winning. And they're being blamed by the left because the left says you shouldn't have allowed these voices out there. They're fake news. Of course, Trump turned that around on them and pointed out that the real fake news is in the mainstream media. But they're trying to eliminate these conservative voices because they don't want Trump to have another chance to win in 2020. So they've gone to war against us, against others. But we fought back. I mean, it's an arms race in a way. Facebook changes their algorithm, and every time they do that, there are some websites that die completely, but we've managed to survive every time, and we fight our way back to the top, then they change the algorithm again. So it's a struggle every day, but the fact that we are still where we are and growing and getting stronger is really a testament to the interest that our readers have in finding out the truth.
Yeah, and I think one of the reasons that you're so busy is the next topic, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, she's a blessing to the conservative movement. She's the best thing that happened to all of us. She dominates my show. I'm sure she dominates your website. AOC is in every title, in every story, because we all know the personality sells. So on the left, every single article has to be about Trump and his family. And on the right, it used to be about Pelosi and I think, you know, and Obama and Hillary Clinton. And now I think the new champion of that is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Every story, for the most part, you know, for large measure, has her name in the title, and she gets us a lot of eyeballs because the things she says are so dumb. This Green New Deal is the single dumbest thing I've ever read in my entire life. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's basically the Communist Manifesto,
right?
With a green cover.
With comedy. With comedy.
Yeah. I mean,
we're going to get rid of cow farts.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
the Communist Manifesto didn't discuss cow farts, you know.
My favorite part is that they list every oppressed group. You know, everybody, they're going to fix the historic oppression of every group that's ever been oppressed in the United States, including the elderly. But they left out LGBTQ. They left out gay and lesbian, transgender Americans. So I joked and said this was the most transphobic political manifesto, you know, the Democrats had produced in recent memory. You know, and Media Matters didn't like that. They didn't get the joke. But the fact is, it's basically a kind of wish list to Mother Nature in the way that Jean Kirkpatrick once called the UN Human Rights Declaration a love letter to Santa Claus or whatever she called it. I mean, it's the Communist Manifesto. They want to completely transform the American economy, guarantee a job for everybody. They want to provide money for people who are unwilling to work. It's totally nuts.
It's completely nuts. And don't forget the trains that fly over the ocean.
Right.
It's so absurd. It's hilarious. It's so absurd they won't even take credit for it. Her own staff claims it was like Republicans got into their website and put it up there. It wasn't her. I mean, talk about incredible fraud. That's hilarious. All right, Joel Pollack, go to Breitbart. Check out what he writes. Check out all the stuff at the great website, Breitbart.com, or go get his book, How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. Thanks, Joel.
Thanks.
Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Now, USA Radio coming up next, Newsmax TV, 80 million homes strong. And if you don't get it, then watch us right now at NewsmaxTV.com. Click on Watch Live Now. Or watch a repeat tomorrow if you can, if you're heading home now. Watch a repeat tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. And in the meantime, listen on the radio.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.